This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Modi's guarantee is to improve the life of every tribal family in the country. While addressing a public meeting organized in Amabal village of Bastar Division of Chhattisgarh, today the Prime Minister said that the dream of the people is the guarantee of Modi. He said that his aim is to develop the country and make every family of the country prosperous. He said that in the last 10 years, the BJP government at the centre made many schemes for the welfare of the poor. The central government has given the poor their rights, and the Bastar region of Chhattisgarh is the biggest example of this. Mr. Modi said that in the last 10 years, 25 crore people have come out of poverty in the country. He said that due to schemes like free ration and Ayushman, people's expenditure has reduced and this has increased their savings. Mr. Modi said that during the time of the Congress government, corruption had become the identity of the country. He said that Congress was never concerned about the poor. The Prime Minister will also visit Chandrapur in Maharashtra this evening for campaigning for BJP candidates from Chandrapur and Gadchiroli Lok Sabha constituencies. The public meeting at Morwa Airport Ground in Chandrapur will be attended by senior BJP leaders of the state and leaders of Mahayuti Alliance in Maharashtra. Congress star campaigner Rahul Gandhi today addressed a public meeting in Dhanaura of Sioni district in Madhya Pradesh. He said tribals are the first owners of this country and this land, and so the Congress party calls you an Adivasi. On the other hand, the BJP, Prime Minister Modi and Amit Shah call you a Vanvasi. Rahul Gandhi further added that there are two different ideologies behind these words. The word Adivasi means those people who were the first owners of this land, of this country. He said that if you were the first owner, then you have rights over the land, water, forests and wealth of the country. Whereas Vanvasi means people who live in forests. The withdrawal of nominations for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections will end today. Scrutiny of nominations for this phase was held on Friday except in Jammu and Kashmir. Scrutiny in Jammu and Kashmir took place on Saturday. The filing of nominations for the second phase ended on Thursday. In this phase, 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, will go to polls on the 26th of this month. A Delhi court today denied interim bail to BRS leader K. Kavita, who has been arrested by the Enforcement Directorate ED in the money laundering case connected with the alleged liquor policy scam. Special CBI Judge Kaveri Baveja dismissed the interim bail plea. Kavita moved the court on Thursday, urging the court to give her interim bail for her son's examinations, citing his need for her moral and emotional support. The ED opposed the submission, claiming Kavita destroyed evidence and influenced witnesses in the case. Kavita was remanded to judicial custody till the 9th of April on March 26th. She was arrested on March 15 by the ED from her Hyderabad residence. The seventh round of India-Peru trade agreement negotiations has begun in New Delhi. The meeting aims to strengthen bilateral cooperation to promote trade and investment between the two countries. The Department of Commerce and Industry in a social media post said, "This initiative is a testament to the country's commitment towards strengthening bilateral ties and fostering economic growth between India and Peru." The Met Department has issued a heat wave warning for districts in northern and central districts of Karnataka. Kalaburgi district recorded the highest of 42.7 degrees Celsius and Bengaluru reported the maximum temperature of 37.2 degrees. Health advisories are issued to people in districts with high possibilities of sunstroke. They've been advised to remain indoors and consume liquid to prevent dehydration. North America will witness a rare astronomical phenomenon, a total solar eclipse today. Beginning over the Pacific Ocean, this celestial event will traverse Mexico, United States and Canada. As per Indian Standard Time, IST, the total solar eclipse will begin at 9:12 p.m. tonight and will end at 2:22 a.m. early morning tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.